Marshallese are allowed to migrate to the United States under a compact of free association. Most are coming to Arkansas impoverished, but soon take up jobs in local slaughterhouses and factories, renting homes and enrolling their children in public school. Jeff Williams has lots of Marshallese neighbors, he says. He's a Republican state representative for District 89, Springdale.
I have what I believe to be the largest Marshallese population within the continental United States.
Speaking from the state capitol, Williams, a freshman legislator, says he's asked the governor's office to include Ozark Islander children in Our Kids First, spelled A-R Kids, Arkansas's federally funded health insurance program for infants, children, and pregnant women, established in the late 90s.
We were able to come to an agreement with the governor's office, and the governor has decided to support these changes.
We queried Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson for comment, but his spokesperson, J.R. Davis, says the administration is still gathering information. Laura Kellums, Northwest Arkansas Director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, he has lots of information on Marshallese children. For 7 years, she's been lobbying lawmakers to enroll both lawfully present immigrants and Marshallese migrants in Our Kids First.
One of the best things about Our Kids First is it gets early periodic screenings for kids. We were able to make sure they have the preventative care that they need so they don't end up getting their care through the emergency room.
Kellums is referring to the habit Arkansas Marshallese have of going to an ER not just for emergencies but for routine health care. Enrolling Islander children in Our Kids would also lift health care burdens from free community and public health clinics, which are picking up the slack, she says. And moreover, Kellum says, 31 states currently extend such benefits.
We're very happy that this has long had the support of Springdale legislative delegation for years because they recognize how important it is to not only the city of Springdale, but to the schools, because healthy kids do better in school. So, for example, right now we have the support of Representative Williams, who's really pushing this forward. But newly elected Senator Lance Eads also asked the governor last fall to do this.
Kellum says 430,000 children statewide are currently enrolled in Our Kids First. Adding Islanders would constitute a 1% increase. The Fed picks up 100% of the cost, although down the road, Arkansas will provide a small match. Pacific Islander community health specialist Nia Ait Oto says providing Medicaid coverage to Marshallese children in Arkansas will be a game changer.
To us is, as a culture, as a people, our children is actually a priority. So to me is, you know, out of everything else, if this, you know, this care, you know, this benefit for children is actually very meaningful to us.
Nia Ait Oto is co-director of the Center for Pacific Islander Health based at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Fayetteville. She says obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke are endemic in the adult Marshallese population, and so children are all at risk. Nia Ait Oto says Islanders do have access to workplace insurance, but many opt out to save money.
You know, they have to decide, you know, whether to get a copayment, pay the copayment for insurance for their children, or eat.
Arkansas Representative Jeff Williams says, as Americans, we have a historic obligation to Marshallese migrants. During the Cold War, the Marshalls served as a U.S. atomic bomb test site, exposing the population to ionizing radiation for more than a decade. Arkansas will issue a formal request to the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for authorization. The amendment will then undergo legislative review. I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.